Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Game? What's a game?
The gym, neckbeard. Kind of reminds me of old nutritionist neckbeard Frank. You guys remember that story? I think it was just a one-off, but it sticks in my mind. It was brought to the forefront of my mind because of this title. For a while, I've had a story that didn't quite fit in at Let's Not Meet, but I didn't know where to put it. But this sub is perfect. It is quite literally perfect. Not as perfect as my personal sub, r/RedXReads, but you know, what is? There are many places that you expect to find neckbeards, like MTG tournaments or your local video game store. You don't generally expect to find them at the local gym, and yet, there he was. This tale starts several years ago when I relocated. I managed to score a nice apartment that was in a lower rent area. The neighbors were all young families or the elderly, so it was nice and quiet. Another selling point to this property was that it was right across the street from a small gym.
Oh yeah, it's time for gains, bro, yeah!
I signed up at that gym the day after I moved in. The woman who processed my paperwork was in her 40s, bubbly and almost overly friendly. She was the owner, who I later found out was almost never actually in the gym. The gym had been started in the late 70s by her uncle, and she pitched that it was a family-owned and run facility that was family-friendly. Everyone who worked there was a family member or a family friend, she told me, including her son, Todd. Oh no, not Todd. Todd, it appears, was on vacation when I joined up, and for a week or so, I didn't see him. The first day I met him, I had looked at my bank account and realized that the gym had double billed me at sign up. I was at the counter talking to the girl who normally ran the front desk, Katie, for some time. She stepped away to get some paperwork and suddenly a head appeared over the edge of the counter. Well, that's not a creepy first approach, is it? And how might I describe the face before me? Okay, well, imagine the Gerber baby, but with the twinkling eyes replaced by beady slits. The bottom of his face just melted into his chest. It wasn't that he had a second chin. He barely had a first chin. I love that. A little lump that broke up the pudge that was his neck was all he had. It's like No Neck Ed from 90 Days. I still gotta get that episode put together too. God! His mouth was shaped like an inverted triangle, rarely closed, and two stained front teeth on display. His facial hair would, over the months that I was there, be a source of endless disgust for me. His mustache was like a single row of hairs that just clung to the top edge of his lip. It's so gross. They were long and curled over the top of his lip into his mouth and broke over his teeth in tiny little curls. A single row of hairs that long? Why are you doing this? I question all of your life decisions. On his lump of chin, he had some peach fuzz, punctuated with a few long curls that horribly reminded of the hair down there. While most of his skin was pale, almost childlike, his cheeks had a few broken capillaries and a ruddy hue. Oh, you've been doing some drinking, haven't you? That's probably what he's doing behind the counter.
I brought my flask to work. Don't tell anybody, glug, glug, glug.
To say the least, he had taken me by surprise. I said, hi. His lizard-like eyes trailed down me and back up, and he made a noise in reply. Imagine the sound a cat makes moment before it decides to hawk up a hairball. Sort of... And then with a roll of his eyes, he disappeared back under the counter. Are you drunk right now? It's so ridiculous. I was curious, and after my account was fixed, I peered around the countertop. Todd was wedged under the counter, sitting on a rocking floor chair playing some sort of game on a laptop. To his right was a container of soda, and to his left, a snack. Of course. As far as why he answered the way that he did, well, I would come to find out that I wasn't his type. Oh, sounds like you dodged a bullet there. Some of the things I've seen on this channel. During this time, I had befriended a neighbor who I'll call Janice. Oh no, not poor Janice. I mentioned the gym, and I suggested that Janice should join. She was hesitant, saying that she had heard weird things about that place. But I stressed the location and the low, low price, and she decided to join. Do you feel regret for convincing her to join up, OP? I might. I was with her that day, and when Todd heard a female voice, he peered over the countertop. This time, though, his beady little eyes lit up. He started struggling to his feet and said, he would do the tour of the facility. Please, please don't. Janice, you see, was a small woman. She stood maybe 5 foot even, thin, very petite, and flat-chested. From behind, she was often mistaken for a child. Oh man, why you gotta give me the creepy no-no vibes this early? It's only part one! Well, good. At least I have a concrete reason to hate Todd forever now. This, as we would come to find out, was Todd's favorite aesthetic. Janice, however, was a take-no-prisoners type, and she brushed him off, saying she'd find her own way. Good answer. We left to work out, not realizing that Todd was watching. Todd was always watching. The real run-ins with Todd would come later, but in the meantime, Todd had found himself an easier victim. Oh man, well at least Janice can take care of herself, but I'm worried for every person that has even like a slight interaction with this dude. Bad vibes all the way, and hopefully he's gonna get his comeuppance before this story is out. So let's see what happens in part number two, right now. Jim Neckbeard, part number two. The one where he gets a crush. Aw, it would be cute if he wasn't horribly creepy. Okay. This is the continued tale of a small gym that I went to, the neckbeard who worked there, and the trials and tribulations of the small business as it ultimately did go bankrupt. Yeah, because you got a creep hanging out at the gym, bro. I've met some really cool people in the gym, but like even one bad person in there is gonna throw off the whole vibe. I want to go home like ASAP. I mean even more than usual. Anyways, Todd, our neckbeard, would often sit under the front counter, out of view, with one earbud in to hear the game he was playing on his laptop, with a bottle of soda always at his side. Seeing him required standing at a very specific angle in the weight room, so you were never really sure if he was there or not. Kind of Schrodinger's neckbeard, I guess. Occasionally, you would be alerted to his invisible presence by his loud cursing at whatever game he was playing. He'd pop up out of nowhere whenever he heard a woman's voice, to see if it was someone he found attractive or not.
Jesus, dude.
Other times, he would be in the facility, but unseen, which we figured out a little bit later. So my friend Janice was one of the women that he fancied, a short, slight figure. He didn't pinpoint her at first, though, instead focusing on a newcomer. It was a family who had enrolled around the same time as me. Mom, dad, a teenage son, and a daughter. Oh no, dude. She wore a shirt from the local junior high, putting her at about 13 or 14.
Oh no, dude.
This is why the business failed. It deserved to fail.
Oh my god.
Against the wall. Against the wall! She was short and still physically immature, and Todd
was in love.
You don't know what love is. You gotta love yourself before you can love someone else. Fix everything about you first. I can't. I'm having a hard time already. We noticed Todd pining after her pretty quickly. It was also the first time that I saw Todd's entire body, which was unusual enough. He had a rather round stomach that matched his pudgy face, but his arms and legs were incredibly skinny. Stick pipe cleaners in a baked potato and, you get the general idea. I think nicotine does that. And also, no exercise while you work at a gym every day. And also, yeah, nutrition is a pretty big factor. There's no fixing. Why am I even trying to fix them? Todd wore a baggy t-shirt paired with skinny jeans and sported a thigh gap that would make most models jealous. Bro, you have just described the weirdest human being I think I've ever heard about in a neckbeard story. And that's an accomplishment. He's got a no chin and a thigh gap? What is happening? So Todd stood watching his young paramour from across the room. Oh, God. With her parents there, he didn't dare get too close, but he would find reasons to come across the gym, lingering near her.
God damn it, dude.
Considering I had never seen him on the gym floor before, it was obvious why. Janice and I both agreed that this was weird. But the family hadn't reacted, and we didn't feel that it was our place to say anything. Yeah, but really, kind of, I would've. Like, she's 13 to 14, the family's not saving her. I gotta say something. Just let them know what's going on with that dude and why it's a little sus. I guarantee you the dad would see it my way. You're like, oh, I'm gonna take him out in the parking lot. Cool, I'll help you. Still, I struck up a conversation with Katie, the front desk lady. Oh, that rhymes. Asking about Todd. She mentioned that he was the son of the owner and then dropped a bombshell. I had been under the impression that Todd was a teen, college aged at most. No, Todd was in his late 20s. His weird, babyish face was just kinda timeless. I mean, yeah, he never really lost the baby fat, did he? I am having a hell of a time getting a mental image of this guy. Just a giant, creepy-looking baby with, like, stretched-out arms.
Honestly, dude, it's probably too much soy in your diet.
The other thing that shocked me was that due to Todd's unusual features and body type, I thought he might have maybe some sort of developmental issue. No, I was told. Todd had gone to local college, earned a degree, and then came back to, quote, work for the family. Yeah, hell of a job you're doing. Look at that. He's gonna save the family business. Then one day, I was meeting Janice at the gym. I walk in, and she's desperately signaling to me with her eyes that something is wrong. I turn around and find Todd's rather rotund butt up in the air like a cat in heat. He's leaned way over a bench where the teen sat, looking uncomfortable. Dude, where are the parents? Somebody help this literal child who's being victimized? This is gonna be one of the thoughts that keeps her awake at night. Okay, OP, you didn't step in? Please. It was then that Janice filled me in using hushed tones. The poor teen decided to come in that day alone, without her parents, and that is when Todd struck. He was following her around, far too inside of her personal space, but weirdest of all, he was insisting on wiping down her equipment, both before and after she used it. These were no quick swipes. He was leaned way over, wiping the equipment in slow circles, in a parody of some sort of sensual movement. When the teen tried to sneak off to her next exercise, he barked at her to stay and stand by him until he was done cleaning. Slowly, slowly cleaning. You need to do something. Janice or OP, the parents aren't here. It's time to step up. And if you choose not to, if you don't step up at this point, I've lost a great amount of respect for you. The teen's body language was going from uncomfortable to like almost panic freak out mode. She had her arms crossed across her chest in the beginning, but at the end she was practically folded up like a dead spider. She literally looked terrified. Every exercise she did, he was there, leering down at her. Are you seriously just gonna chronicle this though, okay? It's within your power to make it stop. Please make it stop. Finally, the team seemed to give up, and as Todd cleaned off a mat, she briskly walked towards the locker room. Todd looked up, surprised, and followed her. Janice and I exchanged looks, dropped what we were doing, and dashed into the locker room, ordering Todd out. Finally, finally! This was the zero hour! But you did it, OP. We sort of just slowly washed our faces and whatnot until the teen had finished changing, and we walked out at the same time as her, seeing her at least to the corner before we started walking in opposite directions. Jesus Christ, dude. What would have happened? Can we put the boots to him like double extra plus hard style? Is that a thing? I saw the family there once or twice again, but never the teenager alone. And then the family wasn't there anymore at all. I wondered if they had just switched to a different time to work out. I bumped into the father at a neighborhood coffee shop sometime later and found out that that wasn't the case. Yeah, duh! Todd literally chased them off. They had dropped their membership when the daughter found a love note in her gym bag written by Todd. Oh, good. He didn't tell me about the contents, but it was creepy enough that Todd had somehow gotten access to her bag, which would have been in the locker room the whole time she was at the gym. This should have been a sign for things to come. With the teen gone, of course, this freed up Todd to peruse his second best, my friend Janice, and a newcomer. Before things were over, I would find myself a focus of the beardy flirting as well. Alright, Todd, do me a favor. You see that curb right there? Just put your teeth on it real quick. Real quick. It's not even gonna take 10 seconds. You won't feel anything. He's just despicable, dude. He's bound to get his comeuppance at some point, but this has already, the bottom has dropped out. It's part number two, and the bottom has dropped out.
Where do we go from here?
I guess into story number three. So let's do it right now. The gym neckbeard, where he develops a new weight loss theory. Yeah, scientifically backed and everything, I'm sure. This is the ongoing tale of the local gym and how it went bankrupt with its resident neckbeard at the helm. Janice had an acquaintance join the gym who had twins, and she was looking to lose some baby weight. Her name was Carol. A week or two after Janice joined, Carol joined us at the gym, and they started working out together. Now, Carol was a shorter, smaller woman, so she definitely hit on Todd's radar. So early on, we're hanging out outside the locker room, discussing her diet and supporting her when Todd appears like a shuffling ghost behind us. God, why does he just appear out of nowhere all the time?
I am very, very sneaky, sir.
So this was honestly the first time that I ever talked to Todd face to face. Later, I would learn how Todd joins conversations. He just sort of starts talking over people. And then when people get quiet and sort of react, he acts like he was part of the conversation all along. This time he started out by bad-mouthing Weight Watchers. Bro, Todd, honestly, you could benefit. At least the middle part. If his arms get any skinnier, they might disappear. I'm worried about what's gonna happen. Actually, don't do it. Conversation is, of course, paraphrased. But picture his words punctuated with sarcastic eye rolls and inexplicable smacking noises as he licks his teeth.
Basically, I've been at a gym my whole life. And I tell you that all that is bullcrap. No one loses weight off of them.
Then he adds,
besides, the issue isn't fat, it's water.
Bro, this is Nikado Avocado before all of that happened. It's just water weight, bro. you've been well hydrated, huh? His gross baby face looks smug as hell in this moment, and he glances between the confused faces of the rest of us. I finally ask, what the hell he's talking about?
You have the same number of fat cells no matter what. It's just if you drink too much fluid, they fill up with water and get bigger. So if you stop drinking, you'll get smaller and lose all that weight.
Yeah, definitely backed by science. Pray tell, why are the fat cells filled up with water? Do oil and water suddenly mix, but only when within the body? I do not think that this is a fact, and it is not totally science. Promise swearsies. On that note, if you haven't subscribed to Red X quite yet, you watched the video pretty far. You might be enjoying it. I'd appreciate it if you hit the button. And now let's get back into this garbage pile. So, as I mentioned before, Todd had one of the weirdest body shapes of any human being. A round body with a bulbous stomach with stick-like arms and legs. He looked like one of those old black and white cartoons with the noodly limbs. Oh, rubber hose! That's like the best style. Bring that back, please. On top of this was a flabby necklace baby face. Not exactly the form of a man that anyone would want to emulate. You really want to be the first thing that people see when they walk in the gym, Todd? That is just demotivational, sitting at the front desk. Todd must have noticed us looking him up and down incredulously and added,
Yeah, I mean, I could lose a little bit of weight, but I know it's easy. If I cared, then I would. And if you're smart, you'll knock off with the diet scam and just stop drinking.
Bro, after this story, I'm gonna need to start drinking, honestly. I hate this. You don't know anything about anything, Todd. Go back to your video game, Todd. Carol politely just said that she would stick with her plan. And then Todd got angry and huffed off. That was easy. The next time we were in, he approached us and declared that
he was gonna prove that his approach to weight loss worked and was superior.
Starting the previous day, he had cut all fluids out. By his estimation, it would take him 3 weeks to lose 50 pounds, based apparently off of the weight of fluids that he was no longer drinking. But you could be dead in like less than a week. 3 weeks? That's mighty optimistic of you. Now, as I had only seen Todd drinking Mountain Dew by the 2 liter, this might have actually worked. He was cutting out a huge number of calories. But to prove a further point, he seemed to be going out of his way to eat more snacks. I would walk in and he'd pull out a candy bar and make a show of eating it. Horror show. What are you doing? He'd walk out to the cardio area where we were working out, and he would literally sit down and eat a family-sized bag of Doritos. Bro, it's no wonder everybody quit this gym. How did OP continue to come here? This is the worst. One day, Todd had a pizza delivered while we were working out. I later found out that that wasn't just for our benefit. He was literally eating junk food constantly, just with zero liquids involved. Bro, I bet he doesn't brush his teeth after all this. I bet he's got like the worst case of yuck mouth. No water to wash it down or anything. Todd, please stop! About 2 weeks into this experiment, Todd looked horrible. We came upon him sprawled on the floor of the stretching room, spread eagle, shirt pulled up to expose his balloon-like belly. This diet of his was obviously just too much. After the 3 weeks were up, I goaded Carol into talking to Todd. She cheerily approached him and said she had lost 8 pounds in the last 3 weeks. How much weight had Todd lost? Todd told her to shut up and go away. And then he returned to his pouting area under the desk. I mean, I could have told you that that's how it's gonna go, but it's really good to see it in motion. And it's really good that somebody rubbed it in Todd's face, nice and deep. You don't know what you're talking about. Now, because Todd still had a thing for Carol, he took to just making disparaging remarks about her weight and appearance when she would come to the gym. Ah, yes, basic negging. I'm sure he thinks he was super clever coming up with that one. If Carol walked in wearing a puffy coat because it was February and freezing cold, hey, timely. Todd asks if she's trying to hide her weight. He actually asked her to her face if her stomach was all loose skin and quote unquote gross from having the twins. Bro, yeah, probably, but we don't need to talk about it, all right? He's really trying to get in her head. That's probably the quickest path to staying in her head rent-free, but it doesn't mean she's gonna love you eventually. She's gonna hate you with every fiber of her being. Just like the rest of us, Todd. And imagine letting Todd around the kids. Oh my god, disaster. I don't trust him. I don't like him, I don't trust him. Carol did sort of have a reason to stick around the gym, though. Not long after she joined in, Kelly, the front office slash desk manager, found out that she was expecting twins herself. The two of them bonded over it and became friends. Through this, I ended up finding a ton of info about Todd behind the scenes. Kelly, Carol, Janice, and I were a rather catty bunch as well. At least you own up to it, you know? And if anybody is worth being catty over, it's Todd. He gets roasted for only the best reasons. Kelly told me that she had heard from the old-timers that Todd had developed his habit of sitting under the desk back when his mother actually ran the place, instead of being an absentee owner. Basically, it was cute when he was 6 on his Game Boy, but now that he was pushing 30, it was just weird. How could you be in the same place for decades? I'm shocked.
I am shocked. Shocked! Well, not that shocked.
And of course, it was especially weird considering that Todd, at this point, was supposed to be an employee of the gym. Yeah, not a 6-year-old who mom brought to work. This is so weird. There was a wall by the locker room. It was covered in photos from the gym's 40-year history. Kelly also pointed out Todd in a few of those pictures from the 90s. He had been a normal-looking kid, who I wouldn't have recognized at all except for that triangle-shaped mouth. I guess I had assumed that his father was in some of those very old pictures and shared some of Todd's physical traits, like the round face and somewhat squat neck. Although his dad was in good shape, and had decent grooming, so it didn't look freakish, just kind of disproportionate. The dad disappeared from the group photos early on. I don't know what happened to him. Yeah, but we definitely know who suffered for it, didn't we? Jesus. Maybe dad had a glimpse of the future and just couldn't hang, you know, but My belief is you could have saved your son. You left him to this fate? Shame on you. Shame on you. I'm making a lot of presumptions with that statement, but that's fine. Things were at an unsteady pace for a while spring sprung, and that's when the business owner got a small business grant. It was, as they say, the beginning of the end. Yes, they've granted you this money, but what are you going to do with it? Squander it! Squander it all! Okay, cool. We do know that the gym goes bankrupt, and honestly, I'm looking forward to it. Todd out there in the real world at age 30 with no actual job experience? Bruh, this is gonna be a hard wake-up call. But maybe it'll turn him around, although probably not. It's a little bit past the turning around time. But a man can continue to dream, can he not? And thank you guys so much for watching this far, if you have. Please like, comment, subscribe, share the video around. I'd appreciate all them things. New saga's opening up. We are blossoming here on the Red X channel, and thank you for sticking around to witness it. I'd appreciate it if you follow me on whatever social medias you use. Many links in the description, you know. Discord, probably my preferred. But there's also Twitch and a TikTok and whatever else. I'd also, of course, like to give a shout out to my Patreon patrons and my YouTube channel members. The biggest part of my heart, putting their money where their mouth is. Join up with them if you can. If not, it's cool. Most important, you stuck around. You watched the video. You watched to the end of the video where I'm yelling at you in your face. That's an accomplishment. So come on back. Do the same thing again tomorrow. Thanks so much. And of course, keep yourself safe out there. Wash your hands. And always remember, friends, that you are loved. You are worthy. And you definitely, definitely deserve it. I shall see you in the next one. And until then, my friends, bye-bye.